Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler. Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, my colleague and co-host. He's traveling. He's in the Holy Land. We're very, very pleased to welcome Ahmad Sharawi, Research Analyst, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about the Middle East, about the Levant, but especially right now, help about what is going on in Lebanon. Ahmad, a very good evening to you. Wafiq Safa, who is that, and what do we know about his fate? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Wafiq Safa is one of the top security officials in the Hezbollah command structure. He also serves as a liaison between Hezbollah and the Lebanese government, the Lebanese armed forces, and all security organs within the Lebanese government. So he's a very significant guy, big guy, has a lot of connections inside Lebanon, and is considered one of the top officials in Hezbollah's command structure.
And do we know his fate?
So the airstrike happened about 30 minutes ago in an area called Ras El Nebe. That's in central Beirut, so it's not part of the southern suburbs of Beirut, which is the Hezbollah stronghold. This is outside. This is in central Beirut. It's one of the rare strikes that Israel has conducted in the Lebanese capital since September 20th. But this just shows you that how big of a target Wafiq Safa is, and how Israel is willing to hit Beirut in order to eliminate the Hezbollah threat.
Fair fog of war, Malcolm.
What do you think the overall impact for Hezbollah, being as it was so heavily dependent on leadership and centralized leadership, do you think that the vacuum that now created and seems to be level after level after level that is being eliminated, and particularly in response now to Israel's role in Lebanon, will it make it easier to reach a deal or harder?
Absolutely. I mean, Israel has been pounding has been decimating their command structure since the Pager attack. Now with Nasrallah gone, his cousin Safiyuddin, who was his likely successor, gone, also, I mean, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Safiyuddin's successor was also killed, eliminated. Reports have indicated that Nabil Qawuk, who was killed on September 28th, was to be his successor. So in terms of the command structure, Hezbollah there's still significant leadership remaining. But this will have a serious impact on the group's ability to regenerate and to regroup after this is all done. With eliminating leaders who have been there since the 1980s, since the group's inception, like Nasrallah, like Safiyuddin, like the military commanders Fuad Shukr, Ibrahim Akil, this will have a serious impact on the group's ability to restore back its power after this war is done. In terms of finding a deal, the issue is, since Nasrallah's death, Hezbollah is still a threat to Israel. They're still conducting attacks. There's been an average of about 100 rocket and missile attacks since in the past week. So we still haven't seen a degradation in terms of the military capability, even though the group's military infrastructure has been hit really hard. But yeah, I mean, when you look at the impact of these eliminations, we can predict that they will have a long-term impact on the group as a whole. But in terms of the short term, I think the group still has the military capability to threaten Israel. However, we might see a degradation of that in the upcoming days.
Ahmad, what was Nasrallah's vision when he started peppering the north of Israel with rocket fire and anti-tank fire in October of last year? How did he imagine it ending before he ended?
I mean, in numerous speeches. So his first speech in on November 3rd, so about less than a month after the October 7 massacre, he went and said that he's doing this for Hamas and Gaza. He's doing this to divert Israel's attention from the ground operation in Gaza, and he thought this might be a limited skirmish on the border with just an exchange in terms of the lines of escalation or the same rules of engagement, which is like 5 kilometers north, or I mean the 5 kilometer zone in Israel's north. I don't think he expected this escalation. I don't think he expected that Israel, I mean, since it's diverting its attention from Gaza to Lebanon, that it will be able to inflict this much damage on Hezbollah. I mean, it's certainly something he didn't imagine, given the nature of the conflict in the beginning, in the initial days. However, as Israel realized the repercussions of having its evacuated citizens stay away from the north, it was necessary for them to conduct this military operation, and in hopes of eliminating the Hezbollah threat. But in terms of did he expect this to reach this level? I don't think so. This was not his main objective. But I mean, Israel took the right opportunity.
Malcolm?
So, you know, the United States urged Israel to sign the maritime agreement just recently, and that has been completely violated. It was supposed to bring peace, I guess, peace in their time. And we have UN Resolution 1701, which people are now resurrecting and saying, well, Israel should withdraw based on it. But they don't talk about the real purpose, which was Hezbollah's withdrawal south of the eliminating its presence south of Latani. Do you really believe that there's a realistic chance of pressuring international pressure or domestic forcing Hezbollah to comply? Do they have the leadership to implement that decision?
So if you asked me this question before the Pager attack, I would have said Hezbollah has refused. And this is since October 8th, since this escalation started between Israel and Hezbollah. They have refused to go back north of the Litani and disarm. These villages in southern Lebanon are, I mean, the Hezbollah fighters originate from these villages. And so let's say they accept a deal in which they go back north of the Litani. Their operatives are going to remain. And one more thing is that there's no enforcement mechanism. Neither the UNIFIL or the Lebanese government are able to force Hezbollah to disarm and leave southern Lebanon or south of the Litani. And that's an inherent problem in the Lebanese system. Unfortunately, Hezbollah has infiltrated that system. The Lebanese government is unable or is not capable of fighting against Hezbollah, and they've said that publicly. The foreign minister Abdullah Abu Habib actually said this in January, I believe, that allowing forcing Hezbollah to return north of the Litani will only cause a civil war, and that Lebanon would be willing to see out this regional escalation rather than a civil war. So you now, I mean, after all these changes, after this, after Israel decided to kill Nasrallah, his successor, the military commanders, we're seeing reports that the Lebanese are more open to 1701. But I mean, I don't personally trust that, just because they've already failed in doing it in 06. It's been 18 years. 1701 has not been enforced. The UNIFIL has not been able to force the resolution, and neither did the Lebanese government, of course. So now, I mean, they might be observing the changes, seeing that Israel is willing, has started the ground operation in southern Lebanon. And so they're saying we're willing to do 1701 in order to stop the Israeli advance. What guarantees have they provided that they will enforce it? And this goes in line with America and France's calls for a ceasefire right before Nasrallah died. Israel is conducting an effective military strategy in Lebanon as a whole. They are working towards eliminating the Hezbollah threat. Let them finish the job. Let Israel finish the job. Stopping Israel now will only delay future conflict with Hezbollah when they might have regrouped or gotten more financial aid from Iran. And so basically, 1701 right now looks like an ideal solution, but it can't be enforced. And putting our the Lebanese government cannot guarantee it, and the United States should understand that.
Ahmad Sharawi, Foundation for Defense of Democracies, Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference President.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.